Okay, I think we should probably get cracking. I'm not sure we're going to get any more people. So, thank you very much for joining this webinar today, avoiding the BDUK steamroller. For those of you who can see the slides online, there's not many, but I thought as we were calling it a webinar, we should I should at least try and make the effort to use the facilities that we have. But my experience is that with a lot of these things, you spend quite a lot of time trying to sort out the sound and settings of everyone who joins. So that's why we're relying on the good old conference call, because that seldom goes wrong. So in terms of the agenda for today, I thought we'd kick off going through some introductions. Then Adrian's going to talk about the current process around integrating community connections, and then after that, look at the different things we're different issues around NGA projects and basic 2 megabit per second, the minimum coverage projects. Talk about everyone's practical experiences, and then Barry should be explaining a bit about what they did on the Barn project around state aid challenges. And then we'll do a quick summary and wrap up, aiming to get finished by 2 o'clock. Just before we do that, just to explain a bit about Fiery Spirits and Carnegie. Carnegie UK Trust was set up about a century ago by Andrew Carnegie, a wealthy steel magnate from the US, but who hailed from Midlothian. And with the fortune that he amassed, he put a sizable endowment into a charity, the Carnegie UK Trust, which now is interested in lots of different areas, civic engagement, rural regeneration, but they have a particular focus on asset-based regeneration, which is taking things that are already in communities and using them for the benefit or using them as a platform for the communities to develop new services. And on that basis, they got interested in broadband last year. They produced a report in the summer with the Plunkett Foundation, and they decided to set up this community of practice on Fiery Spirits, which is really aiming to give practitioners, people on the ground who are really doing things, with a forum to share experiences. And part of I applied to do the work to animate this space and try and bring more people into it. And part of that is sort of taking the issues that I see with Cybermoor, the social enterprise I work with, and seeing if that resonates with the wider community out there of different broadband projects. I suppose the other interesting thing about the Carnegie UK Trust is that it really has a focus on the Celtic fringe, so stuff that's happening in Wales, particularly Scotland and Ireland. It's not, particularly England-centric like some of the other organisations who are in this space. So, without further ado, we just go around and do some very quick introductions. It's going to be, I've never quite managed to do this before on a conference call, so if you hear a gap, just dive in and say who you are and try to get a grip on who's logged in. Okay, Adrian, do you want to go first?
Sure. Adrian Worcester. I'm a consultant who's been doing stuff in rural broadband for almost as long as Daniel, I think. And at the moment, for the last year now, I've been working with Broadband Delivery UK, helping them in the understand what they call the final 10%, the rural most areas.
Okay, who's next?
Shall I jump in? It's Ian Marr, North Yorkshire County Council. I work alongside colleagues at Ninet, part of the Superfast North Yorkshire project. People may be aware we've already awarded our contract and have got green lights from BDUK European funding, and have got a practical contract beginning its rollout.